All right, good morning, everyone. So risk assets are for sale pretty much everywhere in the world this morning that is open. Particularly, we had two strong inflation prints this morning that have really put these risk assets for sale. We had a stronger wage growth number out of the UK, which put a bid under the British pound sterling, caused European assets to sell off. And just a few minutes ago, we had a hotter than expected CPI release here in the United States. The headline figure came in 10 basis points higher on a year over year and month over month basis. And the core number was up over 20 basis points versus expectations. CPI ex food and energy month over month came a year, like over a year, sorry, came in at 3.9% versus expectations of 3.7%. That's causing a treasury sell-off here in the United States. The 10-year right now is trading at just under 4.28. And we see the futures got hit with the S&P pretty much sitting at strong support levels at 49.75. By the way, if you want to keep in mind support levels going down here, given the overextended nature of the rally recently, you could look at 49.50 and 49.15 as the next two strong support levels here. Like I mentioned, both of these numbers, the UK wage numbers and the US CPI, are putting assets for offer out this morning. Apart from that, I want to mention a couple of things as well. We saw an interesting, I should say, internal rotation happening that began late yesterday in trading, where we saw some of the big winners here to start the year, names like NVIDIA and other names out here in the tech sector, kind of underperform. And we're seeing that sort of carrying over into today. So look for the particularly strong winner so far for in the year-to-date space to be the biggest losers here today and perhaps over the next couple of days as the market reassesses the forward path of Fed rate policy. In terms of Fed rate policy, that has been now largely priced in out into June. We see the market pricing in less than a 10% chance of a March cut. Roughly a 1 in 3 chance of a May cut and about a 66% chance of a June cut. So within the last 2 weeks, we've gone from the market expecting Fed rate cuts to begin in March to now them just mildly pricing them in for June, for the middle of the year. So that's it for now. I'll pass it back on to you.
Insignia Financial Group, LLC, comprises a number of operating businesses engaged in the offering of brokerage and advisory products and services in various jurisdictions, principally in Latin America. Brokerage products and services are offered through Insignia International Financial Services, LLC, headquartered in Puerto Rico, and through Insignia Securities, LLC, headquartered in Miami. Both are members of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, and Securities Investors Protection Corporation, SIPC. Investment advisory products and services are offered through Insignia Advisory Services, LLC, an investment advisor registered with the Securities and Exchange Commission. In Uruguay, advisory services are offered through Insignia International Asesores de Inversión Uruguay, SA, Insignia Asesores de Inversión LATAM, SRL, and Insignia Asesores de Inversión de Uruguay, SRL, in Argentina, and through Insignia Argentina, SAU, and in Chile, through Insignia Asesorías Financieras, SPA. Collectively, these 8 operating businesses make up Insignia Financial Group. To learn more about the broker dealers, including their conflicts of interest and compensation practices, please go to https://insignia.com/disclosures/ or via www.finra.org. To learn about Insignia Advisory Services and any conflicts related to its advisory services, please see its form ADV and brochure, which can be found at Investment Public Advisor Public Disclosures website, https://advisorinfo.sec.gov/.